From Printing to the Internet, A Brief History of Communication. Origins of Printing in China. As early as 4000 BC, the first written symbols are to be found on Chinese pottery. The Chinese can rightly claim many more firsts, including the invention paper, as we know it, by Cai Lun in the year 105, a development which led over the ensuing centuries to the rise of a tradition of hand-copied books. By the end of the 2nd century AD, the Chinese seem to have discovered printing. They already had available the three elements necessary for printing. 1. Paper. 2. Ink. And 3. Surfaces carved in relief-bearing texts. Woodblock printing began in the late 6th century, and movable type was invented by Bai Sheng in 1041, more than 400 years before Gutenberg's European invention. The earliest dated printed book, known as the Diamond Sutra, was produced using woodblocks in China in 868. In about 1313, a magistrate named Wang Chen seems to have had a craftsman carve more than 60,000 characters on movable wooden blocks so that a treatise on the history of technology could be published. The invention of the printing press. In 1455, in the German town of Mainz, Johann Gutenberg invented a printing press with metal movable type. Gutenberg changed life more than any other person in history by making it possible for all of us ordinary people to own books and to learn to read and write. Life was very different when only the elite were educated and could communicate other than face to face. Before he invented his printing press in 1455, there were only about 30,000 books throughout the whole of Europe, nearly all Bibles or biblical commentary. By 1500, there were more than 9 million books. Today, there are more than a trillion books. The first daily newspaper. In 1650, the world's first daily newspaper was published in Leipzig. The first typewriter. In 1714, Christopher L. Sholes, a US mechanical engineer, invented the first practical modern typewriter. The first photographic image. In 1814, Joseph Nicéphore Niépce achieved first photographic image with the camera, obscura. On a summer day in 1827, it took 8 hours for Joseph Nicéphore Niépce to obtain the first fixed image. In 1793, the first telegraph was invented by Claude Chappe. This system was visual and used semaphore, a flag alphabet. In 1819, it was noticed that an electric current would deflect magnetic needles, and that a freely moving magnetized needle, when surrounded by a wire coil, will respond to the power of the electrical current in the coil. A device, the galvanometer, to measure currents, was built, and the would-be electrical telegraphers acquired a signaling instrument using dynamic electricity. This was the final prototype for telegraphy. In 1830, Joseph Henry sent an electronic current over 1 mile of wire to activate an electromagnet, which caused a bell to strike. Thus the electric telegraph was born. In 1835, Samuel Morse, a professor of arts and design at New York University, proved that signals could be transmitted by wire. In 1838, he developed the Morse code. In 1844, Samuel Morse transmitted the world's first telegraph message to his associate 40 miles away. The first fax machine. In 1843, Alexander Bain developed the first fax machine in London. The birth of movie. In 1861, Coleman Sellers patented the kinematoscope, flashing still pictures onto a screen as a movie. In the 1890s, Charles Edison set up the first film studio, known as the Black Maria. The invention of mimeograph. In 1876, Thomas Edison patented the mimeograph, an office copying machine. A mimeograph machine is a mechanical duplicator that produces copies by pressing ink onto paper through openings called stencils. The invention of telephone. In 1876, two inventors, Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray, both independently designed devices that could transmit speech electrically. Both men rushed their respective designs to the patent office within hours of each other. Alexander Graham Bell patented his telephone first. Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray entered into a famous legal battle over the invention of the telephone, which Bell won. Alexander Graham Bell's notebook entry of the 10th of March, 1876, describes his successful experiment with the telephone. Speaking through the telephone to his assistant in the next room, he utters these famous first words. "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." The invention of radio. In 1886, a German physicist, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, demonstrated that rapid variations of electric current could be projected into space in the form of electromagnetic waves, similar to those of light and heat. He was able to measure the wavelength and velocity of these so-called Hertzian waves. In 1895, an Italian inventor, Guglielmo Marconi, proved the feasibility of radio communication. He sent and received his first radio signal in Italy. The invention of television. Television was not invented by a single inventor. Many people working together and alone contributed to the evolution of TV. 1923, a Russian inventor, Vladimir Zvorykin, invented the iconoscope. The iconoscope was a tube needed for television transmission. Charles F. Jenkins made his first experimental wireless television transmissions with a mechanical system from the Navy radio station in Anacostia. 1925, John Logie Baird transmitted the first experimental television signal. 1927. The U.S. Department of Commerce and Bell Telephone conducted the first long-distance use of TV between New York City and Washington, D.C. 1936. The first TV broadcast was made in England. The birth of the information age. Computers. In 1944, computers like Harvard's Mark I and Colossus were put into public service. Colossus was an electronic computer built in Britain at the end, 1943, and designed to crack the German coding system, Lorenz cipher. The Harvard Mark I was a more general-purpose electromechanical programmable computer built at Harvard University with backing from IBM. These computers were among the first of the first-generation computers. First-generation computers were normally based around wired circuits containing vacuum valves and used punched cards as the main storage medium. In 1951, computers were first sold commercially. In 1953, there were 100 computers in the world. The Internet. In 1969, ARPANET was started by the US Department of Defense for research into networking. ARPANET is the original basis for what now forms the Internet. It was opened to non-military users later in the 1970s, and many universities and large businesses went online. In 1972, the first international connections to ARPANET were established. In 1973, Ethernet developed. This became a very popular way of connecting computers together to enable them to share data. In 1989, the World Wide Web was invented by Tim Berners-Lee. The web was a result of the integration of hypertext and the Internet. In 1991, the World Wide Web was introduced. In 1993, commercial providers were allowed to sell Internet connections to individuals. The first proper web browser, Mosaic, took the Internet by storm. Having been developed at the National Center for Supercomputer Applications, NCSA, as soon as it was ported to PCs and Macs, it immediately affected a boom in web usage.